It's the 7th of April. First, and a significant anniversary considering the coronavirus situation, the WHO, the World Health Organization, was created in Geneva in 1948.
Deadly diseases, pandemics, viruses, and contagious infections. Everything from cholera to the common cold. The World Health Organization says it's got you covered.
AFL legend Lee Matthews became the first to play more than 300 games and coach 300 games on this day in 2002.
For me, the footy joys came more out of playing than coaching. But on grand final day, if you win the premiership, coaching's even better.
Birthdays, director Francis Ford Coppola is 81. Gave us the Godfather movies and Apocalypse Now.
The directing students in the film department will never go and do one-act plays, which is the best thing a film director could do.
It's John Oates' 72nd birthday. Along with partner Daryl Hall, they became the biggest selling duo of all time. Martial arts expert, actor and director Jackie Chan turned 66 today. He's renowned for doing his own stunts.
Not being able to speak is not the same as not speaking. You seem as if you like to talk.
Russell Crowe is 56. The actor and owner of the Rabbitohs in the NRL has a long list of movies to his credit, from A Beautiful Mind and Master and Commander to Gladiator, which won him an Oscar.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
And Olympic gold medalist Duncan Armstrong is 52. Remember this from 1988?
An upset winner from Australia, Duncan Armstrong, a 20-year-old from Brisbane.
Finally, one of those few stars who made as much of an impression on the big screen as they did on TV was born on this day in 1928. I'm talking about James Garner. He was equally brilliant in the movie The Great Escape as he was in the 70s TV series The Rockford Files. James died aged 86 in 2014.
Hey, pal, I got myself a real problem. Could you loan me $20?
Remembering James Garner on April 7.